Good morning. We're glad you're here at Grace Bible Church. We trust that you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, and we're glad that you're in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to one verse of Scripture in Proverbs chapter 24, and I'm going to be looking at verse 7 specifically, which reads, "Wisdom is too high for a fool. He openeth not his mouth in the gate." As a child, I was always one of the smallest kids in my class. And I learned how to get things on the upper areas of our cabinets by watching my mom. My mom is gravitationally challenged. And she used to have a whole series of stools and long sticks that she used. And she could maneuver things and move things out up there in the upper part. And so as a kid, that's how I got around the kitchen, getting up to those high cupboards and stuff, was to use a stick to be able to get them. In this passage of Scripture, it says, "Wisdom is too high for a fool." It's on a level that the fool cannot reach. Now, what does that say about the fool? Well, it makes something very clear, that they're not adequate, that their knowledge, their understanding is inadequate. And what God has for them is something they cannot attain to. Something has to change with the fool in order to bring him to the place where he can receive wisdom, where it's no longer too high for him. What has to happen? There must be a change of heart. There must be a change of nature. I couldn't help but think that we're living in times of individuals who act so foolishly, do foolish things. It's honored and glorified on television, on cable television especially. All kinds of things where people do the craziest, dumb stuff, and it's glorified, and people go on social media and they post videos of themselves jumping off of houses and doing just crazy type stuff, and people are doing thumbs up, you know? Hey, I'm going to the hospital. I just broke my back jumping off the house, landed on the car wrong. And everybody's thumbs up. It's just like, what have we come to? Where we just lack basic, what my grandma used to call horse sense. We just lack it today. Wisdom, for many, is too high. It's too high to attain. So we settle for what? Everything that's within our reach. I've just described for you the sinner's life. The sinner's life is just living within my reach. What I can get. I spent the weekend filling in holes in my backyard that my dog has dug during the summertime trying to cool off. And I was out there mowing with the lawnmower and picking up leaves and so forth. And my neighbor started waving at me. And so I went over to the fence and talked for just a little bit. And he said, "Your dog is the strangest dog." And I said, "Well, you're not the only one that feels that way." And he said, "That dog looks like a seal when it's digging a hole. It just lays there and scoops to the side." And I said, "Yes, I have noticed that about our dog." I said, "You know, Coco's getting up in years now, and this doesn't move as well as it used to, bursitis and in her hips and so forth like that." But he said, "Yeah, I sit there, and I just sit out in my chair, and I just watched your dog." And I said, "Things gotten that bad?" And he said, no. He said, your dog's a sweet dog. She comes over and so forth. He said, "I just watching your dog dig a hole and scooping like a thing, trying to get cool and comfortable, only within its reach. Not getting up to dig, you know, standing up, just laying there and scooping away the dirt." That's the sinner. We just live within our reach. Is that what God wants for us? No. He wants us to have His wisdom. That's high. That's lofty. So what has to happen? We have to be changed. We have to be changed by then wisdom is within our reach. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. God will reach up what we can't reach, and He'll bring it down and He'll give it to us. Isn't that wonderful? How the Bible meshes together so well. Wisdom is too high for the fool, but for the wise, God will bring it down and give it to you if you want it. May God help us to live in a world of wisdom that's been given to us by God, and not just content to live within my reach. Live within my reach. That's the realm of the fool. And God seeks to deliver us from that.